आपन्न संस्कृतिं घोरान् यन्नाम विवशो गृणन् द सेजस् आफ् नैमिषारण्यम् दे टॉक्ड अबौट् द विवश मीन्स् द हेल्प्लेस् हेल्प्लेस्नेस् आर् द सिचुवेशन् आफ् डिपेण्डेन्स् आपन्न संस्कृतिं घोरान् संस्कृतिं मीन्स् द संसार द मेटीरियल् वर्ल्ड् एक्सिस्टेन्स् which is filled with the cycle of birth and death for all the living entities. And they are calling it as a ghoram. Ghoram means it's very ghastly. And yan nama vivasho grana. If any living entity, having observed the danger of material existence, is helplessly calling out the name of the Lord. In the same manner, they are also presenting the disqualifications of the people of the age of Kali. Manda, they are very dull for spiritual life. Sumanda Matayo, they are saying actually they have a misguided intelligence due to the misguided system of education. And also, Manda Bhagya means Kali Yuga is infested with various deadly Maya's agents in the form of, you know, clubs and permit rooms and slaughterhouses. And free mixing, and news and cinema houses like that. There is a long list of items given. That means the ambience of Kali Yuga is very bad, and our interest in spiritual life is also very meager due to bodily consciousness and due to predominantly tamoguna and rajoguna mentalities. Neither the jivas have sufficient impetus or interest to go towards liberation and beyond, nor is the ambience very conducive. And also even the so-called education offers its degree in ignorance. It doesn't give any enlightenment to the soul. So, and adding to all these things, the samsritim ghoram, the ghastly material existence itself, which devours all the living entities in the form of kala, and repeatedly casts them in the ocean of samsara as birth and death. So all these things can sufficiently give impetus for the living entity to helplessly cry out the Lord's names and take shelter of His name, considering the multiple disqualifications in this age of Kali. And on the brighter side, the process is simple. The Lord is easily accessible through His holy name. And if anyone puts faith in the Lord and approaches Him, Lord does not demand any big qualifications. So the sages of Naimisharanya were very intelligent. Therefore, they were contemplating on the welfare of all living entities. What will help these living beings come out of the suffering permanently and be reinstated in their original constitutional position? And they found that performing a 1,000-year fire sacrifice is not going to be of help. Or considering all the paths of karma, jnana, yoga will not help. Because the jivas don't have any qualification to perform any severe austerities. But they said this process of chanting the holy name is a sublime method, simple method, easy method for those who have faith. So in the age of Kali Yuga, those people whose faith is not affected by the ambience or by their own crookedness, if they maintain a firm faith in the Lord's lotus feet and His name and the scriptures, they are the most fortunate one in this age to take shelter of these spiritual items, especially the chanting of the holy name, and purify their heart, and they can be saved even from this deadly and vicious age of Kali Yuga. हरिनाम प्रभु की